We say good afternoon, Andrea Simontov, and Israeli personality, talk show host on Israel National Talk Radio. And what are you seeing outside of your Jerusalem window?
Good afternoon, Kathy. Good afternoon. I am seeing clouds and water tanks, and actually I see Herodion, one of King Herod's temples. We can see it. If I crane my neck, try not to pull a muscle, I can see the flat top and the beautiful mountains of Jerusalem.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. If you look hard enough, like next week, you might see one sort of panting, out of breath South African woman, like trying to make it up a couple of hills.
But stunning. I may not be able to see her because clearly the paparazzi surrounding her. I don't. I hope
the two of you are full of.
I'm
actually going to
the
studio.
Oh, brilliant, Andrew. That's why you're in the big bucks. You see, that's why.
By the way, just a little correction. It's Israel News Talk Radio, the only place other than Chai FM your computer should be. All right.
So okay.
It's Israel
Very
News
good.
Talk. Okay, all right. But anyway, Kathy, when you get here, you drop me a note, drop me a WhatsApp,
and we'll do a freezo.
I'm going to find you. You may find me limping alongside of you.
All right.
I did the 10K twice.
Let's talk about women in Israel and how women work together to make an impact.
Israel is really, I didn't even know that tomorrow was Women's Day, International Women's Day. Did you talk about it on the station today?
No. You see, in South Africa, we've got National Women's Day on the 9th of August.
Right. So, I know. I'm on mailing lists. I get massage coupons.
We don't make the big thing of the international one.
Right. Well, I really didn't know that it was, and then suddenly my feed was filled, and there are so many fascinating, exciting Jewish women, both historically and today. I mean, Israel would not have come to be. Forget about the people of Israel. I mean, the people of Israel, we would not have come to be if not for all the ferocious, incredibly defiant foremothers, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, even Chava in Gan Eden. But on the more recent note, okay, the state of Israel, the modern state of Israel, which grew to, just kind of grew up out of this desert. If we didn't have a Hannah Sanesh, or even a Dr. Ruth Westheimer that everybody thinks of as, the sex doctor, Ruth Westheimer was a sniper.
Yes.
She was a sniper in the Israeli underground.
No way. She doesn't look even tall enough to hold a gun.
Yeah, well, it's very funny. Actually, I've seen pictures, black and white pictures of her, and one of the things she says is that today, I have a quote from her, even today I could load a Sten automatic rifle in a single minute, blindfolded. I mean, it's staggering. These women were just, they were fantastic, and to be a woman in Israel, look, today everybody works two jobs, three jobs. The phenomenon of the stay-at-home mother is something that almost doesn't exist here. But Jewish women, historically, we were the creators of the cottage industry. We weren't allowed to own property anywhere we lived. So we learned to sew. We learned to fix jewelry. We were the original moneylenders. We made cottage cheese in our kitchens. So Jewish women today in Israel, I mean, they're really ferocious. We're right on the front lines. Last week I told you, I was looking out the window, this really gorgeous girl with flowing blonde hair and the ripped jeans, the whole look. She was carrying like a something 16, an M, my husband would know the
M16?
The kind of gun.
Yeah.
An M16. An M16 rifle with like this really cute hippie bag. It's, and also not just Jewish women, but Arab women have risen to the forefront here. They can claim whatever they want about Israel. They can call us the apartheid nation, and we probably should pay more attention to it because it's not politically correct to ignore your detractors, but it just doesn't exist here. I mean, we have this Lucy Ahari. She's a news reporter. I was in the news recently because she married a Jewish guy, which got a lot of flack.
Yeah, we covered that story.
Right. But she's known. I mean, one of her greatest quotes is that, I'm not a victim of the Jews or the Arabs. I'm not a victim of society. I am not a victim of government. The minute I stop seeing myself as a victim, this is the minute I can fly. This is Israeli woman talking, not an Arab woman, not a Druze woman, not a Jewish woman. It's an Israeli woman. And we're just, there's just heroes all over, in the hospitals, in the banks, bus drivers. You never saw Israeli women bus drivers. That was like a weird thing. You would think, like, why is that suddenly a gender separate job? But people take the buses here. A lot of people don't have cars. So what else can I tell you?
Really interesting subject you raise. I remember being in Israel and discussing the issue of army and the fact that women have to, women are conscripted in exactly the same way mm-hmm. as men are. And one would have thought that that would have led to an equality in a society that would have had no parallel. And yet I was told when I was there that no, actually to a certain extent, that served to reinforce gender stereotypes. What's your take on that?
You know, I think that you can come, I think that the way the world works today, you can come down, you can prove anything. And I think that there are stereotypes. I know that there are girls who are panicky about going into the army because they don't want to be secretaries. And there is still a kind of, we say, a remez and a vak, like a dust of that kind of sexism. But the difference is today, the commanders are terrified. They're going to be called on it. And today, all the girls, I mean, they're bilingual. They're in the intelligence divisions are just filled with women. As you know, I have a hairdressing. I have a styling business here. And it's so great. I get the soldiers and the girls come to me. And they have this, I know the army haircuts. It either can be long enough to be in a ponytail or it has to be kind of skirt the collar. The women are terrific, and now there are combat units. How do I feel about combat units? That's really the question. Question is it different for women? What happens when women are captured?
Yeah,
I don't think it's happened here yet. But you know what? The silence is deadly. It really is, because when they're not talking about it, our enemies are not, you know, they're not Swedish. There's no one to talk to. So we're scared. But women are, there's no way where they're left out. I can't think of, you know, even crazy. I know that I'm speaking over you. You have questions, but I mean, even the rabbinate, you know that I'm a Torah observant Jewess. It used to be, don't even talk about women rabbis and orthodoxy in the same sentence. Well, women are making incredible strides in the modern Orthodox world. They are, I don't even know how you pronounce it. They say Rabbaot. And they're halachic advisors, head covering, Shomeret Shabbat, completely mitzvah observant Jewish women. And they're sitting on panels with their bearded colleagues. So even that in Israel, I don't think it's happening in the Orthodox world so much anywhere else.
Listen, I think that, wow, what I'm going to say, I'm probably going to get a lot of flack from or for, but I think that orthodoxy has moved very far from where it once was. And
that is really true.
Every year there's more rules that take us further and further and further and further from the essence and the meaning of what it really is all about, and it's about relationship with God. And
that is true, but I did want to just jump in here and say one thing. Absolutely, you know, we're on the same page. But if we're going to talk about, say, women in Israel, I remember Kathy once on one of the earlier shows you spoke. It really made a great impact on me. You talked about, you know, wanting to be in a place where your talents were recognized.
Sure.
And I remember, I mean, it struck me in a very deep place, in a very loving place, and I love that. I must say something about Israel, crazy. I mean, we're such an old nation. We're such a white-bearded nation, and yet we're such a young nation, and people are just reinventing them. One of the names I came across, I have to tell you a wonderful story, because I think it's the kind of story that'll just take us into Shabbos. One of the women that was mentioned on this list, I have like 50 women, and I didn't even know who to pick out, was Rinal Saif. And Rinal Saif, she's a Druze. She's a Druze homemaker. And her husband was one of the first ones on the scene in the Har Nof massacre. He was a Druze police officer, and he was killed. He was killed saving Israelis. But that's not where the story ends. Oh, isn't that nice? You know, people get along. But what was very interesting was a friend's husband, he's a rabbi, went to visit the Saif family during the mourning period because he was scared that nobody, they lived way up north, and he thought nobody's going to visit them from the Jewish world. And he went and he visited them, and he met all these young Druze boys who were becoming soldiers. Mm-hmm. And he was the only Jew that came to visit. And what happened? He invited them all down to Jerusalem for Shabbos, and they came to Shul on Friday night, and they went to a Shabbos dinner, and they had never experienced Jewish warmth. They came, they were going into the army because it's what Druzim do, because Druzim are very proud and happy and, what's the word, personally satisfied to live in Israel, but they had never been invited into the homes of Jews. And it was really, it was this Rinat Saif, this Druze widow of an Israeli policeman, who made this happen. So amazing. Wherever you look, wherever you blink, you see the miracles.
Amazing. Andrea, that is where we leave it this week. What a pity. But you know what? There's always next week. And I will certainly be seeing you, but you'll be speaking to Simon next week. So I wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You be in touch with me when you get here. I'm going to look for you on the route, okay?
Okay. And Shabbat Shalom. Thanks for chatting to us.
Shabbat Shalom.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's from her Jerusalem window. That's Andrea Simontov. She's a talk show host on Israel News Talk Radio. And she's an Israeli personality. Because she has such a big personality, as you can hear. She's just lovely.
Yeah. No, that warmth just like comes streaming over the air. It's quite a remarkable
thing. Yeah, I'm looking very, very forward to meeting her.